What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, Roger, on Fridays, we put all the topics from the week that was back on the table. We take calls the last hour of the show.
Kind of summing up, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely. Giving folks a chance to weigh in. Mm-hmm. Jay from Greenville is on the line. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Jara. How are you?
Good.
Hey, yeah, I was listening to the discussion on the man pads that you were talking about. I flew fighters in the Air Force for a long time, and those man pads, when you use that terminology, I think a lot of people think surface-to-air missiles. They think big tracked vehicles with big missiles. These would not be that. If they are in the country, they would be, seems like they'd be difficult to get in the country, but they're already here, and we haven't found them. They would be, I mean, you could throw them in the back of a 4Runner and move them around wherever you want to.
Oh, man.
Pretty much undetectable. So I think that the threat of something like that is something that we should take very seriously. I'm sure people are, but I think the American public should recognize that that is something that we have very little, especially in if it's not near like a military base or somewhere with really high security anyways. That could be vulnerable even to just like a civilian aircraft. I mean, I know you could go to GSP and park something, and airliner, commercial airliners would have no defenses against something like that.
It says, and I'm not an expert like you are on it. I mean, when you say, missiles, man pads, those are lightweight, obviously, you know, the shoulder fired surface to air missiles. I'm just reading on Google. Mm-hmm. Typically 4 to 6 feet long and weighing around 40 pounds. And there's a photo there. And you are, of course, referring to, you know, two sources. Look, I don't know if it's true. We have one from the Defense and Intelligence Agency, and the other one is a investigative reporter with the Wall Street Journal, Josh Dawsey. And they are covering this period where Trump was almost assassinated, kind of after Butler, and these missiles were in the country. They couldn't find them. We do not know if they have since found them or not. But it's very interesting given the threats Iran has made this week. And it was supposedly Iran that brought them into the country. And when you said, you know, you don't think they could get them into the country, they might have that. I mean, they may have trouble now. The border really is secure under Trump, but under Joe Biden, I mean, we had 2 million gotaways. The border was wide open, you know?
That's a really good point. Yeah, that's a really good point. And the systems that operate these man pads are not active, if you will. So think if, you know, you've got a radar detector in your car, you're trying to avoid police. These don't operate off of any kind of emittance. So there's no radar attached to them. They are all passive systems. They detect infrared signatures, and that's how they target their targets in the air. And like I said, a fighter Air Force, you know, with flares and systems and maneuvering capabilities to avoid such missiles, still a big threat, but not impossible. commercial airliner or something like that would be completely defenseless.
That is, it's really frightening. I didn't make much of it earlier this week when it was the Defense Intelligence Agent, which is the intel agency of the Pentagon, you know, basically for the military, Sean Ryan, having him on. But then when you have the Wall Street Journalist, who's just put out his book saying the same thing, that was the big threat. That's why you saw Trump using decoy planes, because the Iranians had gotten the missile in here. They were actively hunting it. And, you know, they don't know if they got it or not.
and this is why I think, you know, when people are all up in arms about the attacks on Iran, it just doesn't hold any water or make any sense. Our response would fit anything you would normally classify under a just war theory ethic. It was purely defensive. We didn't target civilians or even really any kind of military personnel, even though I think that might have been justified as well, depending on the context. But our attack was so limited, and it served a purpose of defending not only the national security interests of our allies, but the national security interests of the United States as well. When you have a country that consistently advocates for the removal of the United States from the planet, it's kind of hard. You're hard pressed not to act when you see real threats like the prospect of nuclear weapons show up.
And that was a precisely surgical attack, too.
Absolutely. Now we're seeing, and I don't know if you caught this part, Jay, when you were hanging on the line, these Iranian kill teams are not just here. They are going after right-wing and populist parties in Europe, including this assassination attempt, Alejo Vidal Quadras, who is a leader in the right-wing populist party there. They attempted to assassinate him. So this is worldwide, these Iranian kill teams are operating now.
Yeah, and I would say that, you know, just having served in the military, you know, you certainly have different people of different political persuasions, but one thing that you recognize really quickly is how universal this is. They may be targeting Republicans and right-wingers today, but there's no reason to think that there couldn't be some cause or justification in the future to go after the other side of the political equation, and nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. I mean, you see too much, and this is why we would call Iran an irrational actor and put them on the level with something like North Korea, is like you don't know how they're going to respond to certain causes or certain things they see. You were talking about the fatwa earlier, and it's things like that should really frighten the American public, no matter what your political allegiances are. Certainly, I think one side is correct and the other is not, but if that makes no difference when it comes to actual lives being in danger.
Well said. And, you know, again, this is the third fatwa, not the first. The first was by the Khomeini on Twitter last fall. I made a huge deal about it because it was a game changer in terms of the calculus, I think, for having to go to war with Iran, take out the leadership. I believe we should take out the leadership. I think they are an absolute existential threat to our and Trump's survival. Joan is on the line. We're going to try to get a quick call from her. She's calling from Spartanburg on Epstein. Hey, Joan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I have a theory. So hang with me for a second.
Okay.
So the Biden crime family, they were motivated by money. China and other people gave them money, and the Biden did political favors for them. That's what motivated them. So with Epstein, I think he was an asset for our government, and the currency that he was able to trade in to get people to do what our government or whoever he was working for to do was children. With the advent of the internet and investigative journalism and Ghislaine going to Maxwell going to jail and Epstein going to jail, they can't recruit girls from high schools anymore. But they still need children. And I think that's where all these undocumented children coming over the border plays into this, because now nobody's looking for these girls. There's never going to be a trial for any of these kids because nobody even knows who they are. So I don't think they're blackmailing people. I think they're dealing in the currency of children to get favors or whatever done. And sadly, I think our government is complicit in that. And that's suddenly why Donald Trump and Pam Bondi are not releasing maybe that you want to call it a client list. Well, we certainly have videos that they say are too graphic to release that have people in them abusing children. So maybe something, whatever you want to call it, they know who these people are. And I really think that's why we're missing a couple of hundred thousand children that have come across the border. And the others are just collateral damage.
But let me stop for a sec. Okay, let's go back to the children first, and we'll get to Epstein and Trump and Bondi in a minute. When you say that's why, you know, with Ghislaine Maxwell in prison and Epstein's dead, that's why they need the 300,000 children. Who is they?
I would say whatever organization or group that Epstein and Maxwell were working for, once they went to prison, their source of, you know, children dried up.
Okay.
And if that's your game, it's been working to get people to do favors for you, and that's the currency that motivates them, you got to find another supply. So I have
in the back of my mind suspected that as well. That is where my mind has gone as well too, Joan. So I guess second question for you, on the Epstein part of it, tell me why then you think that Trump and Bond, do you think they're protecting the pedophiles or why? Just elaborate a little bit on that part for me.
I feel like probably somebody in the intel community is saying, we've used this to advance, you know, the American agenda and get people to do things all over the world that they wouldn't otherwise do. And this program is too important to give up because, you know, like what we were doing through USAID and the regime change, we're using this to get a lot of our things done around the world. And the American public would just absolutely flip out if they knew that we had used children to accomplish what we view as this greater good. I had a friend that her uncle was in the Joint Chiefs of Staff when JFK was killed. And he would never elaborate, but he would just say the American people are not ready to know who killed their president. And he was afraid to talk because he didn't want to lose his pension. He's dead now. But I think it was that kind of thing that, you know, now we find out that our intel community knew a lot more than they were talking about. And so I think somehow this is some sort of black ops operation with the government. And they need a source of untraceable children. So there's no more Virginia, I always say her name wrong. Was it Gerfalay or something like that? So there's no more girls like that that can cause a fuss. So if nobody knows who they are and they just dispose of them, then there's no more embarrassing court dates. There's no more need to, you know, give those sweetheart deals like Epstein got under the first Trump administration with that. I can't think of his name, but he had to resign because he had given Epstein
sweetheart
deal, and then all of the people that were supposedly connected got immunity because Epstein did a little time in the county jail.
Yes, I know who you're talking about, and I gotta unfortunately hit a break. Thank you so much, Joan, both for listening and for calling. If you would like to weigh in on any of the topics of the week, 800-905-0989 is the same as the text line. You can also find it on our website, 989WRD.com. 800-905-0989 is the call-in line. All of the topics of the week are back on the table.
Man, that was downright goosebumpy, some of those scenarios she was holding out.
I know. But tell me, Roger, I mean, honestly, has your mind gone to those places this week?
You know, just a wonder. You remember Bill O'Reilly, of course.
Yeah.
And he said in March, or, you know, it was early in the year, that the president, he'd spoken, he said, I talked man-to-man, eye-to-eye with the president, referring to Donald Trump, and that he says the files could, in his words, destroy innocent people.
And Trump, I actually have Trump on tape saying that. I'm gonna play that coming back because I meant to play that more this week. I think I played it briefly once. It's important. Oh, yeah. I'll play it coming up. And then I'd love to hear from you. Any topics from the week are back on the table for the rest of the hour. That's what we do on Friday now. 800-905-0989.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I want to play this, and then I'm going to jump back on the call line. That's 800-905-0989, 800-905-0989. Because it's kind of interesting. This is Trump before he was elected. He's running for office, still running against Kamala. He's on Fox News. And he's asked, hey, will you release the Epstein files? Will you release the JFK files? Listen to his reaction on the Epstein files.
Would you declassify the 9/11 files?
Yeah.
Would you declassify JFK files?
Yeah.
Would you,
I did a lot of it.
Would you declassify the Epstein files?
Yeah, I would.
All right.
Yes, I would. I think that less so because, you know, you don't know. You don't want to affect people's lives if it's phony stuff in there, because there's a lot of phony stuff with that whole world. But I think I would.
And do you think that would restore trust? Help restore trust?
Yeah, I don't know about Epstein so much as I do the others. Certainly about the way he died, it'd be interesting to find out what happened there, because that was a weird situation and the cameras didn't happen to be working, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, I'd go a long way toward that one. The other stuff I would. I would definitely do the January 6th.
He doesn't sound too excited about it, does he? Kind of would have repeated this week. Well, you know, there's innocent people in there. We don't want to... Okay, think about this for a minute. Just another theory. I'm throwing it out. And this is one of the few things I haven't figured out. So I don't know. Trump's in there. Now, if the whole thing comes, he's going to be in there. And by that, I don't mean abusing minors. I mean, he was on the plane. We've seen the pictures. We've seen the pictures of the two of them palling around. Jeffrey Epstein at one point said he was one of Trump's best friends. Now, we would also know that later on, families would complain to Trump that Epstein was hitting on their young daughters at Mar-a-Lago, and he had Epstein permanently banned, and the two fell out. So we know that all of that went on. But think about it. When Trump's saying in the other clip from this week with Biden, I'm not going to play the whole thing, but because it's pretty famous now anyway, when, you know, he pushes Bondi aside and answers it this week, says, you know, there's innocent people on there. And people might be innocent. He knows if a list of 200 names comes out and it's what, the flight logs? Because remember, Lena Habba said they had the flight logs. Here, I'll play it. He's going to be in there.
Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs. We have information, names that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so
many. That's his personal attorney and then White House counsel. She was White House counsel at the Times about 3.5 months ago. He's going to be into flight logs. So everybody go nuts at the names that are in there. Trump's will be one of them. We know that because we have the pictures. Doesn't mean he did anything. Well, doesn't mean anybody else did anything either. See, I'm just trying to comprehend why this might be. Scott from Georgia. What do you think, Scott?
Tara, I don't know if you remember this or not, but years ago, there was this movie called Eyes Wide Shut with Stanley Kubrick.
I saw it.
And in the movie, I guess Tom Cruise's character was a doctor, and through a friend of his and a patient, he had stumbled into this erotic elitist world that was going on. And I believe that this is the same thing with Jeffrey Epstein. I think Kubrick was warning us about this, what was going on at the time, and this is before Epstein. And I believe that Epstein is part of that world, and I think he's just one ant in a giant anthill. And I think that's why none of this can be released, because it's like the character in the movie. I think it was Sidney Pollack that played the billionaire. He told Cruise, he said, you're in something that's way above your head. I mean, you're way out of your league here. And he threatened him, and he told him, he said that he needed to back off that in the movie. And I believe that's what's going on with the Epstein thing. I think this thing is so big that not even Pam Bondi or Cash Patel, anyone can even touch it.
I think Diddy was part of it, too. I think he was serving the same function that Epstein was. I'm pretty convinced of it, actually. And no doubt there were others who we just don't know, Scott, but yeah. And I mean, if Trump has access to that, the way you could justify that to yourself is threefold. Look, it's terrible. These children were abused, but if anything good comes out of it, I'll get my tariffs done in Europe. Cause we got files on all of them. That's good for America. I'll get my big, beautiful bill passed. By the way, notice something. Our side is in an uproar over this. I mean, you want to see it on X. It's like every hour something negative about the Trump and Trump team is trending on X having to do with Epstein, right? Well, normally the Democrats, I mean, talking about ringing the dinner bell, Democrats come running, screaming and yelling. They're not saying a thing, are they? I mean, you want to talk about an opportunity to wail on Trump. This is the best one I've seen in weeks. They can score some points, but they're not. They're silent. They're never silent. Normally they're making stuff up about Trump to wail on him for. They don't want this out. Like, we want this out. A ton of Republican politicians weighed in. They want this out. But Dems, man, total silence.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Hosted host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Free For All Friday, where all of the topics of the week that were are back on the table. Terry in beautiful, I love Landrum. I have Landrum envy, and Terry lives there. Terry, you're calling about the CIA.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Terry. I love Landrum too. I just wanted to address the lady who called about almost child sacrifice. I don't believe that we're participating in that. I believe we've also discussed earlier today about how there are disposable idiots, that the people who are getting punished and caught aren't the ones pulling the levers and pulling the strings. I just got to believe that Bondi, Patel, and Bongino, they're all going for the real people. And it's just going to take time, and I don't think it's participating in child sacrifice. I believe, I trust them. I have no choice but to trust them.
Oh, no, I agree with that. I think she clarified that. That's why I asked her about it. That was purely a Biden operation, losing the 300,000 kids. I mean, again, when you have one guy who has a criminal record and known gang ties who was given 42 of these children without any background checks by Health and Human Services under Biden, I mean, you've had Tom Homan find, I mean, they've found 6,000 of them so far. It's a drop in the bucket. Many were in horrific conditions. Many were sex trafficked. One was a knocked up 14-year-old. Who was given to two men with criminal records. So, no, I think that she meant that that was the Democrats were doing this. I think they're doing a good job. Listen, here's the thing about Bongino and Patel. You brought this up. And a lot of trashing of them on X this week. They were absolutely excoriated, as was Bondi. And I think they've had to make some pretty horrible choices. But I'm not, the jury's still out on them. Let me tell you why. I mean, in the last week, if they have gone total deep state, these two, as some believe they have, including Bondi, well, look what just came out this past week. And we found out about the 19,000 fake Chinese licenses, about the FBI lying, destroying evidence, and scrubbing its own internal files of that destroyed evidence to hide the plot by the Chinese to manufacture ballots to steal the 2020 election, using information stolen off TikTok and made into licenses. And I mean, it's a big, long summary. If they were truly deep state, none of that would be going on. They wouldn't be coming like they are, Bondi and Ratcliffe after Brennan and Comey. So there's a lot of examples of where they're doing things that you would never have seen from a Bill Barr or Christopher Wray, who I think themselves were criminals. So it's very confusing. How do you cover for Epstein on the one hand, but actually go after deep state on the other? I don't know, Terry, but I'm still holding out hope here that we have good people in place.
I am as well.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful.
Yeah. Definitely. Thank you so much for your phone call. Paul from Hickory, welcome to the show. Hickory, North Carolina.
Yeah, Hickory. Hey, what an honor and pleasure it is to speak with you. I love listening to you in the morning. You just get my day going right.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I was listening to you talking about Trump and releasing Epstein. I think part of it is, I'm sure Trump's name is in there as well as a bunch of other people, and addressing that innocence part that he mentioned, I think he probably is innocent. I mean, Epstein, how many times do celebrities and people meet folks and they become friends, they think they're really good people, and then they later find out, oh, this is an evil person. But it becomes almost like a guilt by association thing. And I know that we have photos of Trump with Epstein and, you know, hey, he's buddy-buddy. But you start looking at facts. Epstein was, you know, the hinky stuff going on in Mar-a-Lago with the girls. And what did Trump do? He banned them permanently forever because he found out, you know, this guy's a scumbag. And so with that, if he releases files of everybody, and like I said, there's probably a few people that were friends of Epstein that were not engaged in all of this nonsense down in the island and everything. I think what's going to happen is it just gives ammunition to the Democrats. We know how much they lie about stuff. Look at the laptop and everything else, the China. I mean, all that stuff. I think if you do that, if he released it, oh, look, Trump's name in there. Oh, Trump's a child molester. Child's, you know, Trump's this, Trump's that. Trump's, you know, evil and terrible and, you know, good friends with Epstein. And he's in on it and everything. When I think clearly, totally the opposite is true. But, you know, why give ammunition to the Democrats when, you know, it seems like that's all they want to do is find ammunition to make Trump look bad and go after him. I mean, if Trump cured cancer, it'd be some reason why it's wrong. I mean,
enough people ridiculous. Are dying, Paul.
Yeah.
We don't have the hospital bills for him. Trump should have thought about this. We don't have the hospital space. Yeah.
Hospitals going broke and doctors are going poor and everything. I mean, they would find some lame excuse as to why that's bad. And I think that's the same thing in this case. I think there are a few people that were friends with Epstein, but then found out later, oh, this guy's a scumbag. What a piece of garbage he is. And at that point, you know, just distance themselves from him. But it's too late because, hey, he's got pictures with him. He, you know, was hanging out with him and all this other stuff. I mean, I know people in my past that they seem to be real nice. Then you find out later, oh, this guy's what a jerk he is or she is.
Yeah.
I mean, women just as much as men. So let's not give the Democrats any more ammunition, you know, false ammunition as it really would be.
That may be
that narrative.
Paul, that may be where Trump's coming from. I mean, he's basically said that some of these people on the list are innocent. He would obviously be one of them, probably, given his contacts with Epstein. And by list, I mean, again, I played earlier, Alina Haba, Trump's personal attorney, but also the White House counsel, saying, look, we have the flight logs. So a list may take that form. Because you were on a plane does not mean you did anything wrong. But how's it going to look? Okay, we got 2 minutes left in this segment, and then I got another segment after that I could take calls. The number is 800-905-0989. George in Lincolnton, North Carolina. A lot of North Carolina calls today. Hey, George. Let me pull you up real quick.
I agree with pretty much everything your last callers have been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the connection with Ghislaine Maxwell, her father, having worked with Mossad with the Israelis. I think this whole, you know, sexuring and everything with Epstein Island goes so deep that they've got names on that list of politicians, businessmen, celebrities. And I think they're using every little bit of leverage that they've got to clean things up, put people into Gitmo, and basically move this nation and this world forward out of these dark ages that we've been in. And I think you just got to trust the plan. I mean, everything that they're doing has been orchestrated and choreographed, and they're doing everything for a reason. And you just got to be patient and trust the plan.
Well, you know, I sure hope that you were right. And look, I deep dove into this so deep at one point. If you go back to where things went awry, you end up every single time at Metabiota, the first company that Rosemont Seneca, Hunter Biden, and John Kerry's son, remember their investment capital company funded. It was Metabiota, the only company allowed to do work in the Wuhan lab on COVID. They found two kids never worked a day in their life, $30 million to Metabiota. Echo Health Alliance immediately comes into life and begins working with Metabiota and the Chinese to create a virus that eventually would put Joe Biden in the White House, right? When you start looking at the boards that were managing these operations, they go two and three deep. You know who was sitting on them? Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein. There's direct connections to Hunter, to Metabiota, to Echo Health Alliance, to the virus, to all of it. I mean, you just pull these threads and you see it's all the same story. I've been telling you that for years. The Ukraine war. COVID, Echo Health Alliance, Wuhan Lab, it's the Hunter Biden, Hunter laptops, all same story. You pull that thread, man. You think you're going to get one tug, but then you tug and tug and tug and tug and tug and it keeps going and it goes on forever. So you start deep diving into that. Epstein was knee deep in companies and nonprofits involved at the Wuhan Lab. What was up with that?
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
Poster on X, they are all doing a reversal on what they ran on during their campaigns. I am done. I have never been this disappointed in my life. This Epstein thing struck a chord on our side. On the left, they don't care. But on our side, it did. Bob in Greer calling in on the Epstein list.
Yeah, hey, hi, Tara. Thanks for taking my call. Just had a couple of thoughts on the Epstein list. Yeah, I could sort of understand if he's trying to protect some innocent people who may be on the list. But what I can't understand is why not release the names of the people who are in the videos? They're not innocent. They're obviously not innocent. You could at least do that and still maintain your integrity, sort of fulfill your promises to the people. That's just my thoughts on it.
Well, we may yet see them because Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, a huge Trump supporter, normally on the Republican side, just he was fit to be tied this week. He said, I'm done. I'm suing them. I'm going to sue the Justice Department. I'm FOIAing them. And he said, you know, we need to be able to make if there's no big deal in there, then we need to be able to see it. And he said, we need to be able to know. And he made some really great points.
Tom, he sounded pretty definitive there. So what changed?
I think they decided for political purposes, they didn't want to include the individuals who were on these lists and put them in the public domain. And they were concerned that some of them may not have done something warranting the disclosure. I mean, that's the most charitable interpretation. You know, but there is a list. There's no doubt. I mean, they talk about in the memo they wrote, well, there's no incriminating client list. Well, what does that mean? I want the non-incriminating client list.
Me too.
And, of course, a client list is a term of art, right? Where are his associates? Where is the list of contacts? You know, we asked under our FOIA lawsuit, Pam Bondi, give us the documents that you say you were looking at. Give us documents about the release of these documents. You said the FBI was obstructing the release. They came back to us and said, we have nothing.
See the problem? They actually fired a guy. They pushed a guy out of the New York district office of the FBI for obstructing this. And then we don't get to see what it is. And he's right. There'll be memos. There'll be emails. There'll be communications about, hey, you know, should we release this and why and why not? We want to see those. And we should see those. We should not accept, hey, yeah, it's closed. We're done. I'll let you have the final word, Bob.
I agree. Oh, okay. No, I agree with what he said and with what you said. Let's just protect the innocent ones if you can, but you can still release some names.
Or something. I mean, there's just like, and I'll wrap the show with this. I mean, when you have the second Trump personal lawyer, because Alan Dershowitz was his personal lawyer and friend for many years. Dershowitz was accused of being an Epstein. John managed to clear his name. I think it appears he did. And he's like, what are you talking about? I've seen the Epstein documents.
This is not an opinion. This is a fact. I have seen. Remember, I was accused falsely in the Epstein. And ultimately, I was completely cleared. The woman admitted that she may have mistook me for somebody else and withdrew all of her lawsuits. And so from day one, from the day I was accused, I said I want every document out because I knew every document would prove I was innocent. So let me tell you, I know for a fact documents are being suppressed. And they're being suppressed to protect individuals. I know the names of the individuals. I know why they're being suppressed. I know who's suppressing them. But I'm bound by confidentiality from a judge and cases, and I can't disclose what I know. Huh. But I hand to God, I know the names of people whose files are being suppressed in order to protect them, and that's wrong.
Just out of curiosity, without names, are these politicians?
Are these businessmen? He says, yes, it's everybody in all spheres. It's not just politicians. Politicians, businessmen, academe, Wall Street, all of it. Bound, you know what it sounds like? Again, that would be what, attorney-client privilege? Again, whose attorney was he? Trump's. Interesting that they both traveled in that Epstein sphere. right? Certainly Dershowitz did, and so did Trump. It's what, look, folks, I just, one of those things you wish you knew. But I have a feeling it'll be like JFK. 60 years from now, we'll still be speculating. No one will know. At least not at the rate we're going. Hey, have a wonderful weekend. We'll be right back here live Monday, churning away. Up next is Mike Gallagher with apparently Charlie Kirk at a Charlie Kirk event. So that should be pretty cool. Keep it tuned right here. And do not forget, when you're running your errands over the weekend, download the Battleground America podcast wherever you get your podcast. It's going to be an epic wrap-up of the week. My Friday Battleground always is. Have a great weekend.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.